It's $15 billion of our dollars. As you know, it's taxpayer dollars they're talking about using here. And it looks like there might be a meeting as early as 3 p.m. this afternoon in the Senate to really start getting this going, talking about it in detail, both Obama and Congress leaning closer to putting together some sort of bailout and loan, if you will, to the auto industry. And originally we've been talking about $34 billion. Now it's downsized to $15 billion. However, Congress wants to put some strings on this money. For example, they may have a car czar, someone inside the Department of Commerce who would be responsible for making sure that all of their ideas are being put in place and acted on rather than allowing the auto industry to just take the money and run. Also, possibly new corporate leadership. Both the president-elect and Senator Chris Dodd saying today and over the weekend that possibly there needs to be change in the CEO's office at some of these companies. UAW concessions, maybe more union concessions, plus some restructuring of these companies would have to happen. So the money would have some strings attached to it. And, of course, the reason we're talking about this to begin with is because Friday's jobless numbers, which really put fire under Congress to start talking about this. Big shock, 533,000 jobs lost in November. Now the jobless rate is 6.7%. Very tough for folks out there who are in the jobs market. Let's talk a little bit, Reggie, for just a second about what this would mean to the economy if the auto industry was not bailed out, if all three of the big automakers was allowed to go out of business, it could cost as many as 3 million jobs. Now, let me explain a little bit. This isn't just jobs in Detroit. This is jobs all over the country, from California to the East Coast, of course, including Michigan, but really affecting almost every state. And we've already had 1.9 million layoffs in this country. That's what the recession has done to employment in this country. This would nearly, more than that, is double it. And just to mention, here we've had a couple extra layoffs announced this morning. Dow Chemicals announcing they're going to lay off 5,000 or 11% of their global workforce. 3M is going to lay off some 1,800 folks. So the numbers keep getting worse on this score. I wanted to tell you, though, Reggie, you might be interested. Paul Krugman, who is the Nobel Economics Laureate, somebody who knows a thing or two about economics, says that in the end, these companies, these auto companies, will probably disappear, even
really?
With the money they're getting. So he doesn't have a lot of confidence that these companies have what it takes to survive in this very competitive global environment. As I said, this is very controversial, giving money, even with strings attached to the auto industry, because of the perception out there that the businesses haven't been run as well as they could have been. So we'll have to wait and see what Congress does this afternoon if they go ahead and flip the switch for money to the auto industry. Reggie?
Yeah, Jerry, and I mean, these are companies that haven't been making money, and there's no promise that they are going to be making money, even if they get an infusion of cash.
That's absolutely right. You know, we keep waiting for some kind of, you know, magic formula for these, for this industry to resurrect itself. Of course, it got hit hard by this recession we're experiencing in this country. That was just, you know, yet one more knock on their business. And the fact that, you know, it seems like a distant memory now, gas prices went through the roof, that really helped hurt their industry as well. So this is an industry that really got kicked in the teeth by the current recession, trying to find its way back, fight its way back. Of course, you watched last week as, you know, the executives went in front of Congress hat in hand asking for money. And it looks like it's going to happen despite what you're hearing now from some of the smartest economists in the country about the long-term viability of the industry.